Wanted to do a segment here. I did a Bob's World on Tuesday. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but Bob was out of town. So I did a segment in the power hour of the hard line, and I started thinking of things that I've outgrown over the past few years. I think it's pretty natural with age, maybe just to look back at things that you were really into, either music-wise or just anything in culture that you really liked, either as a kid, a young adult, that you either have completely turned your back on, or it just doesn't do it for you anymore. And I brought that up because we are on the eve of football season. It feels like training camp starting here, heck, next week. And we're seeing a lot of Madden ratings make their way onto Twitter, onto SportsCenter.
Well, and Zach Martin, of course, changed his Twitter avi to his 99 club.
Sure. And that's been going on for a few years now, and that's really been the breaking point for me against that video game. So that was the video big games. Thing that I've moved on from in the past few years is it's not an enjoyable game anymore. It's the same game year after year. It's basically just a roster update.
It's turned into FIFA, because FIFA, not to get too video game nerdy, but FIFA is kind of the same game every year, and that's why it's waning in popularity.
FIFA's good.
FIFA is fun. I haven't played it in a few years.
At its base, a good game. Madden sucks now.
Yeah. See, I'm glad Blake has my back.
I bought Madden 21 and played it for like a couple days and never touched
it again.
That's
the shelf life.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Could you imagine like 04 or college days having that opinion of that?
Oh my God. You would be shunned by your friends if you didn't like Madden 04 back in 2004. But yeah, I said it's a decent way to learn the game if you're a very casual football fan and you want to know what a cover three defense is. It's good at showing you that, but it's not something you need to buy every year. So that was kind of the headline of mine. Corby gave me a few, and I'm kind of curious some things that you guys have outgrown.
Just off the top of my head, back young Sean, 18-year-old Sean, into my early 20s, I would go to like Ozfest. I would go see like big rock concerts.
Like festivals.
And I was into the harder rock. I was into metal. And maybe something in college shifted. Maybe the people I was around, just hearing different stuff, not listening to rock radio as much. I've just never gone back. I like some hard songs. I still very much enjoy Metallica, but it's all the stuff I like from like yesteryear. I'm not seeking out new hard rock and roll music.
Do you seek out much new music in general?
I think I do, because the wife is very good about, she puts it on a lot of it's pop because the kids love pop, but the stuff we hear down the hall at 93.3, I'm kind of paying attention to what's new and what's good. Some of it's not, some of it is. You go to YouTube and the algorithm, if you search some of that, then you'll get other new stuff. And you kind of feel like you're keeping up, because radio in general is playing stuff that is a safe bet.
The ages where people are the most music conscious, like the best music of their lives, is between the age of 13 to 20.
Yeah, especially because when you start driving.
Yeah, there's that, but that's also when your brain is forming the most, and you're getting to know what you like. You're not so much listening to what your parents like anymore, you're discovering yourself. So it's through high school and through college, and then after that, once you're 25 and your brain is more fully functioned, you know what you like, you know what you don't like. So when there's something new that comes out, especially if it's an artist that's younger than you, it's harder to accept that, which, it's natural, because I found myself being that way for, heck, the past 10 years or so.
Right.
Because I don't really listen to much new pop music anymore, but yesterday Davey brought up Dua Lipa, who I've heard about. I know what she looks like.
Dude, the future.
But I didn't know her music, and then I started listening to some of her songs. I'm like, this is really good.
The future
it's
nostalgia
fun
album
pop
is
music.
Eight deep as far as bangers, and my daughters, of course, love it. So every day we get home, or I have to pick them up from school on the way home, that's what they want to listen to. So just out of it being around, I kind of dig that too now, which is a weird thing.
In those years that you mentioned, Mino, I believe that's when you first start making your own choices as far as like what you ingest. You start listening to the music you want to rather than what your parents are playing, or the movies or video games or whatever. So Yeah, it's a pretty formative. And anything I think you take in, it's just so new. And it's like, you chose it, so you're going to like it more. Because even when you go back to things that you used to like as a teenager, you're like, why was I into this?
Yeah, like Kid Rock. It's bad, but if you listen back to it now, it's just out of nostalgia.
Yeah.
It was on TRL.
Of course. And that was a big part of
like,
our childhood.
Well, this is popular. I'll try to like enjoy this as much as I can.
And your friends like it, and girls like it.
Right.
So you want girls to like you, so you like it. That's why you that's why you enjoy things.
And I feel like Blake's going to throw at me because I brought this up pre-show, and I'll bring it up here. Now, they didn't do anything wrong, but I just don't watch South Park anymore. I used to love South Park. Comedy Central in general was must-see TV. There was plenty of programming that I was really into. And for whatever reason, South Park, I stopped and I never went back. And it's still really funny. Like, I'll go back and see some things or some stuff will float around. It's still really good. I don't have that want to seek that out anymore.
See, for me, South Park when I was a kid was highly off limits. I think there was an Oprah episode where she was telling parents not to let their kids watch South Park and Beavis and Butthead. So a lot of kids, and Beavis and Butthead wasn't even bad.
No, it wasn't.
Like, it was just dumb.
It was just on MTV. Yeah. So a lot of parents just assumed,
really,
this is not the right content.
Really through high school, I didn't watch South Park, and then I'd start watching it in college and I enjoyed it. It's really funny. But I kind of felt like I was just so far behind on it that it never really stuck with me. Now, if I hear an episode's really good, I'll go watch it, but I don't watch it every single weekend. But I do respect the greatness and the brilliance of it now.
I still very much enjoy animated comedy. Like, Archer, I think, is genius. I still watch Archer, but The Simpsons.
Do you still watch Family Guy?
That's the thing. I used to be a big P1 of Simpsons and Family Guy and all those Fox Sunday night shows, but now, I don't know, I just stopped and I never went back. And again, I still think they're funny, but I've kind of, in a way, turned my back on it.
Well, to spill a secret, I'm kind of with you.
Really?
Because South Park was a prime for me, starting in middle school. And around high school, I got the iPod video, which was huge. And I remember getting every South Park episode on that and really hammering that. But yeah, it used to be appointment on Wednesday nights to watch on Comedy Central, but now it's just, I don't know. You just do kind of phase out of these things where it's like, it's super important, it's appointment, and
right.
Then, oh, the new season's out. Oh, I've missed the last four. Just kind of past you.
And I remember back in high school during the late 90s, it was the Attitude Era of WWF wrestling. That we would get together on Monday nights to watch wrestling with our buddies, and I don't know, somewhere in college we stopped. And then I stopped caring, and then I started doing Diamond Talk again with Ty. And now I'm kind of back, and my 9-year-old is at the point now where she'll see it on, and she used to be really turned off by it because those men were hurting each other. But now she's like into the Usos, and she's into the whole Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn drama. So now that...
I don't know what any of that is.
but at that point in my life, that's when I started watching it too, and I was captivated by it in the early 90s. So she's at that point in her life. And I think it's kind of weird, like... That's like the mesquite DNA inside of us that's just jumping out because we still love wrestling somehow.
See, I was in fourth grade in 1998, and that's when I got into wrestling, to the WWF with Stone Cold and The Rock. And
that was the peak.
The
Mankind, the Undertaker.
Was it the New Age Outlaws?
New Age Outlaws,
yeah,
DX.
I loved
them.
DX.
It was so fun. And I don't know if that's just a kid. The imagery looks really cool. I don't know if I just outgrew it or if I just
was 28 years old in 1998, and that's when I got back into wrestling.
You did? And it's...
that was like when Goldberg started, and that's...
Have you ever moved away other than you
yes.
said...
Yes. I've
your
gone
20s
through,
you went away.
I've gone through some dark times, down times with wrestling where when I got to college, I didn't really watch it a whole lot.
And there's times now we're in here and I'll be like, hey, Ty, what's going on here? You're like, man, I don't watch WWE.
Yeah,
like
I really don't.
To.
I don't watch it nearly as much. But I still catch it. Like I said, my best friend at the time in 99, he was huge into WCW, and that's how I got back into it, was through Goldberg and that whole thing.
And I tell you what, the Rangers in recent seasons, we've needed wrestling on in studio on Diamond Talk Nights to give us something else to watch, but not so much this year.
But to piggyback off of you, Mino, I can't explain to you how big a deal Madden used to be to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because my summers would revolve around NCAA football coming out in July and Madden coming out in August. And you better believe I was at GameStop at 11 p.m. waiting until midnight to get both of those games. And just being able to take your guys from NCAA into Madden.
Import them.
And either doing that or take the worst team in Madden and try to rebuild them. Like, so many hours were spent on that game, and now I can't care to get the next
we
one.
We probably ruined relationships with girls in college because we were so into
100%.
Our dynasty mode. We were so into our dynasty mode in recruiting. Like, we would stay up till 3 or 4 in the morning working on our recruiting. And the girls down the hall are just like, what are they doing?
Do you want some of this or no? Do you want to play with your football team?
Hold on, I got to make a phone call to my recruit. I'm giving him 30 minutes.
Hang on. About to get a verbal committee.
Come on, baby.
He wants TV exposure, and I got to convince him not to go to Rice. Hold on.
Not to go to Rice. Yeah, but that's just a few things I've turned my back on. And
do you think you could, because with me, I'm back into baseball now with the Rangers being good. I've been kind of a casual baseball fan. There were some seasons in hell recently where I just did not care to watch baseball. But now I think it all goes to the Rangers being back. Is that your one true love, Sean?
The one thing I'll never turn
back. Yeah. No matter how bad.
And I know it sounds super dorky, but I need the daily bump. Like, I don't want to wait a couple nights for another Maverick game. I don't want to wait a whole week of mentally masturbating over the Cowboys. I want something horrible to happen one night, and I have to only wait less than 24 hours to maybe something better happens the next day. And that's the beauty of 162.